Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died September 29th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, October 14th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Tuesday, October 14th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet.